Hello. Hi, good afternoon. Good afternoon. My name is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and I would like to ask you a few questions. Do you have a minute?
What are the questions about?
Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Thank you. What is your current official party voter registration on file in your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I think Democrat. Or no, Republican. I think I'm Republican.
Republican. Okay, thank you, sir. When there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always, most of the time, some of the time, rarely, or never? Most of the time, some of the time, rarely, or never.
Well, I have never voted because I haven't been able to vote yet. Like, I was eligible to vote yesterday.
Oh, are you planning on voting always?
Not yesterday. As much as I can.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, are you planning on voting always or most of the time? Most of the time. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Do you recognize the name Ron DeSantis?
Yes.
What is your opinion about him? Favorable, unfavorable, neutral, or you have no opinion about him?
I say favorable.
Okay. Do you recognize the name Keith Gross, as in G-R-O-S-S?
I don't know.
Do you recognize the name?
No.
Okay.
No.
Do you recognize the name Rick Scott?
No.
Do you recognize the name Donald Trump?
Yes.
What is your opinion about him? Favorable, unfavorable, neutral, or you have no opinion?
Favorable.
Thank you, sir. If the 2024 Republican primary election for the Florida U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom will you vote if the candidates were Kenneth Gross and Rick Scott?
I guess Kenneth Gross.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida U.S. Senator?
Can I say I don't know?
Yeah, you could say. Well, either you could say approve, disapprove, or you're not sure.
Not sure.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of federal government?
Not sure.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
Approve.
Okay. We almost done here. During the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy, Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races most thought they would win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut down Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him? Or does it have no effect on your vote?
I say more likely.
More likely, okay. Finally, I'm going to ask you again. If the 2024 public Republican primary elections for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom will you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott?
Okay. Are they both Republicans?
I couldn't tell you that. I don't want to affect your opinion. Therefore, I'm not allowed to give you more information than the one you already know. So
I know the role is Republican.
Okay. Keith Rose, then? Okay.
Yeah, Keith Rose.
Okay, what is your age? Between 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, 65 plus?
I am 20 to 34, or 18 to 34.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
Hispanic, Latino.
Thank you, sir. Do you consider yourself Cuban American?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. In terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate your time. You have a good day.
Thank you. No problem. You too.